Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are forgiven ones in our Lord Jesus Christ. We have received the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake by his death and resurrection. As ones who have been forgiven and who have received the faith to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are called to live in the world, but not of it. What does that look like? As we continue to hear the Sermon on the Plains with Jesus' eyes focused on us, just as they were focused on his apostles at the time that he gave it, we learn that what it looks like to live as forgiven ones. Last week, we learned that we are blessed in Jesus. That is, we hunger and thirst for his righteousness. Now, we are not blessed because we started with this hunger and thirst for righteousness. We were sinners like everyone else. No, we are blessed by being forgiven. And because we are forgiven, we hunger and thirst for his righteousness, for Jesus, for all of his word, for all of his gifts of baptism and the sacrament of the altar, for every good gift that he can give us. This week, we continue to hear from Jesus what it looks like to live as his forgiven ones, living in his grace, his righteousness, and his forgiveness. Jesus continued, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." Again, Jesus gives this list as a list of fruits of the Spirit that will be demonstrated by those living as his forgiven ones. Jesus told them the fruit of being a forgiven one would be loving their enemies. From this, Jesus lists three ways of doing just that: doing good to them, blessing them, and praying for them. As we've heard before, love is not an emotion, but is instead doing things for our neighbors, including those we might consider to be our enemies. Truly, we have no enemies but the spiritual powers, sin, death, and the devil. Yet from time to time, the devil makes us upset with one another, to the point where we might consider our fellow human beings our enemies. It is to them and for them that Jesus said forgiven ones would do the good, the love of doing good, of blessing, and of praying for them. As forgiven ones, we are eternally rich. Those who hurt us in this life or take away our possessions are not worth considering with the immeasurable joy that we have in having eternal life. The commentator Linsky put it this way: "I cannot like a filthy, vicious beggar and make him my personal friend. I cannot like a low, mean criminal who may have robbed me and almost taken my life. I cannot like a false, lying, slanderous fellow who has perhaps vilified me again and again. But I can, by the grace of Jesus Christ, love them all, namely see just what is wrong with them, desire and work to remove that wrong thing, and to this end, do them all good." In other words, to turn the other cheek and to offer the other tunic is to treat the other person with love. But it is more than that. It is to pray to God that that person be changed from their evil ways. What is more loving than praying that God would turn someone from their evil ways and bring them to eternal salvation in Jesus? What is more loving than that? Then the other would hopefully stop doing the wrong things and be with you in paradise. There's no loss in that. Jesus continues, "If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Outside of Christ, we might expect to live only ever laughing with our friends and avoiding those who treat us shamefully. We might expect to live life only loving those who love us back. We might expect that we are expected to do good only to those who will do good to us as well. And we also might expect to only lend to those to whom we know will receive back. Outside of Christ, we might expect those things. You, dear brothers and sisters, are in Christ. You are in God the Son, who came to die for you, even while you were still his enemy, lost and rightly condemned in your sin. Jesus manifested God's love for you and for us throughout his life and his death, praying for those who crucified him, even as they were doing that very thing, even as they were crucifying him. We are all forgiven ones. You, me, our brothers and sisters in Christ, as forgiven ones, we have received forgiveness for our many sins. Let's be honest, we each have a mental list that we keep, not because we want to, but we have it. We know the multiple things that we've done wrong, the multiple sins that we've committed. We know our own faults better than anyone else. Perhaps our spouse might know just about as many as we do, but for most people, they may see a few of the things that you do wrong or I do wrong, but otherwise, that's only a few things on the whole list that you're well aware of yourself. And again, we have been forgiven for those in Christ. As forgiven ones, we also desire the forgiveness of others. In our adult Bible class, we are covering this very topic. And here's how the author of our leader's guide put it. The Christian who deals with a sinning brother or sister will show a humble and gentle spirit, as befits those who know they themselves are not without fault, and who know also they are prone to fall into sin. Such a Christian will seek to win an erring brother or sister, not self-righteously or with a superior attitude, but as one forgiven sinner seeking to share God's grace with another sinner. Jesus continues, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." In our Lord Jesus Christ, we are given the Holy Spirit to produce good works, to produce those very fruits. Not works to earn us favor, but works we can do because we already have God's favor in Jesus. In him and through the Holy Spirit, we can love our neighbors, even those we might consider enemies. And we can do good and lend without expecting return. We can do these things as sons of the Most High. We love because we were first loved by Christ, by God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is how it works for us. We were ungrateful and evil and did not deserve any of God's love, but he gave it anyway, as grace. Today we can practice the same, learning from how God first loved us. This is all by grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. We were loved and forgiven at Christ's expense, and now we love and forgive others who were also loved by God at Christ's expense. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the